This is Voice of SBB.
Hello everyone. Warm welcome and greetings to all of you. This is Dr. Prabhavati, Associate Professor from Department of Anatomy, MGMCRI, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. In this podcast, I am going to briefly share my views about a very important topic, importance of interpersonal skills in the workplace, because it is highly related to our work and job. Some of you might wonder what interpersonal skills are and when you might use them. Interpersonal skills can be defined as having the ability to communicate, to build and to nurture relationship with others. It usually includes exchange of feeling, thoughts, information and meaning by verbal or even non-verbal messages. It is a normally face-to-face communication in which not just what you have actually said counts, but also how you have said it, with what tone, body language, voice level, facial expressions and gestures also matters. Having good interpersonal skills can make a huge difference in work environment and at home. We develop our interpersonal skills as children and we use these skills every day in every way. These skills are also known as social skills. People with strong interpersonal skills will be more successful in their professional and personal lives. In this people-filled world, interpersonal skills help you to navigate daily interactions, communications and conflicts with other people. These skills differentiate you from the mass. It defines your unique personality and enhances your overall growth. For better or for worse, your interpersonal skills are on display when you first meet someone, and they determine that ever so important first impression. These skills are a sort of giant umbrella containing multitude of skills. Some people are naturally more inclined to have strengths and weaknesses within their interpersonal skill set. How important are interpersonal skills at work? Well, they are also commonly known as employability skills. So, the answer is that they are pretty important. Whether you work remotely and rely solely on digital communication or you work face-to-face with a huge team, interpersonal skills are always at play in the workplace. While all interpersonal skills can benefit people in the workplace, interpersonal communication is a key to work as a team and to reach the shared goals. Being a good doctor doesn't mean the brilliant doctor. As we know, physician interpersonal skills can improve our patient health outcomes when doctor and patients are able to engage in effective and meaningful, patients feel empowered to participate more in their care, leading to better and faster recoveries.
This is Voice of SBB.
Person with great interpersonal skills are the best team players. It is a vital soft skill that helps you to climb the ladder of success at a much faster pace. The big question is, can you actually improve your interpersonal skills? And if so, how? Quick answer is yes. Absolutely, you can greatly improve your interpersonal skills. Many interpersonal skills involve communication. That communication can be verbal, such as tone of voice, or non-verbal, such as listening and body language. Your ability to speak clearly, confidently and appropriately for the situation can help you communicate effectively with others. Choose the correct tone and vocabulary for your audience. For instance, speak formally and professionally during meetings and presentations. Ask questions when you need to clarify information. For example, if you are not a great verbal communicator, like when you are communicating with a larger group of people, you might employ a different interpersonal skill set such as written communication. When you have good association and relation with your colleagues, then they will tend to come to you for advice. This will help you in finding effective solutions to critical problems. Also, makes you more experienced and provide you the confidence to take bold decisions. If you are not great at problem solving, maybe work on your listening and communication skills so that problems potentially don't arise as much. We are all imperfect humans, so play to your strength but also test your own comfort boundaries when building on your own interpersonal skill set. Active listening is the ability to pay full attention to someone when they speak and to truly understand what they are saying. Empathy, also known as emotional intelligence, is the ability to understand others' emotions, needs, and ideas from their point of view. By showing empathy, you are more likely to gain your colleagues' trust and respect. You can use your interpersonal communication skills to help resolve issues and disagreements in the workplace. Good conflict resolution skills can lead to a more positive and collaborative work environment. To conclude, make yourself approachable with a smile on your face and honesty in your heart. Being able to smile will help others to be more willing to smile as well as make the entire work environment very pleasant. Thank you for this opportunity.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.